Our epistle for this 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 25 and 26, and chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Brethren, if we live by the Spirit let us also walk. Let us not become desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, even if a person is caught doing something wrong, you who are spiritual instruct such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something whereas he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let everyone test his own work, and so he will have glory in himself only, and not in comparison with another. For each one will bear his own burden. And let him who is instructed in the word share all good things with his teacher. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For what a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows in the flesh from the flesh will also reap corruption. But he who sows in the Spirit from the Spirit will reap life everlasting. And in doing good, let us not grow tired. For in due time we shall reap if we do not relax. Therefore, while we have time, let us do good to all men, but especially those who are the household of faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 16. At that time, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. And as he drew near the gate of this town, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large gathering from the town was with her. And the Lord, seeing her, had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he went up and touched the stretcher, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. But fear seized upon all, and they began to glorify God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, by way of preface, I like to always relate the prefigurement that I see in the gospel that is given to us today. The prefigurement of our Lord and our Lady after our Lord died. I think absolutely our Lord, who is God and could see the future, saw his mother when he ran into that widow, as his mother was a widow too. The only son being carried out and buried, he knew that his mother would go through this sorrow of having to bury him. And his heart was moved, as it says in Scripture, had compassion on her, consoled her. And then he gave her a similar consolation as he would give his own mother. He raised the son of the widow to life as he would raise himself to life. But in the course of this meditation this Sunday, we definitely see a reminder of a portal which we all must go through. Death. And it's approaching for all of us. It's not something that's scary or should be scary, something that's solemn. We are told in today's gospel, or in today's epistle, that we have time. While we have time, let us do good to all men. St. Paul talks to us about what we're planting and what we are going to yield from planting, what we plant. If we plant good seed, we will have good fruit. Our Lord emphasized this in his gospel when he says, "A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, neither can a bad tree bear good fruit." So now we are given opportunity to seriously examine ourselves. Not to examine each other, to examine ourselves. And to ask ourselves some pretty serious questions about what is my relationship with God? Is it shallow? Is it too shallow? Is it a side point? Or is it a main point in my life? Do I take my relationship with God seriously? Or do I take for granted the graces given to us? Do I count my graces or the graces given to me and look at the gifts that I have the honor to have? When the great crowd that was following that procession outside of the town in consolation to the widow, I bet you none of them thought they would see the miracle that they saw. But when they saw it, what does it say in the gospel? And fear seized upon all, and they began to glorify God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." But what of us? With the eyes of faith, we see a miracle far greater than the miracle that they were able to be blessed to see. We see people being raised from the death of sin, having been able to go to confession easily by the grace of God, forgiven for faults that perhaps some would damn them to hell for all eternity, or purgatory, and they can be forgiven if they are contrite and humble. And being contrite and humble, they can approach the good Lord and receive him in Holy Communion. Truly, God has visited us, visits us today. And now, as we talk about time, it is time for us to appreciate more and more the gifts that we have been given and not take them for granted. Appreciate the time that we have with him. Who can guarantee us another moment with our Lord like we have right now? And that's where I think we have to check our attitude about our Lord. We live in a society and day and age where we care too much what other people think. We go with the majority or the loud minority and saying, "Oh, well, I think this and I believe that." And we sacrifice our relationship with the good Lord because, "Well, yeah, I think it's just that. Or I think it's this way. Or I feel this about that." And it's a bunch of hogwash. And they sacrifice the truth. They try to make truth subjective. And if they can get their friends around them to join them, then they have a footing. And that's not truth. Truth is Christ. Christ is God. And truth in Christ can't change. It's absolute. And it's up to us to make sure that we check our spirit and it's one that wants the truth. Absolutely. And be willing to change in order to have the truth. Whatever it is that we need to get rid of, contentions, angers, jealousies, lusts, anything, our faults and failings, let go of all those things and hold on more securely to Christ. Make him a reality in our day. Today at our closing hymn, we have a song called "Spirit Seeking." Is this our spirit? Is this what we want? Spirit seeking light and beauty, heart that longeth for thy rest, soul that asketh understanding, only thus can ye be blessed. Through the vastness of creation, though your restless thought may roam, God is all that you can long for. God is all his creature's home. Is this what we want? If this is what we want, when we stop and consider it, then let us make those resolutions and put forth the effort to more surely go after him so that we can have him in our day, have his love and peace in our heart, in our time, and be forever with him in his eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.